So, I have a question for you all today. What are you afraid of? Now, I know that there is so much going on in the world right now. There are injustices still happening. The coronavirus is still going on, but that's not what I'm talking about. I first want to remind you that the Word of God says in 2 Timothy 1:7, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. So ladies, help me understand why it is so difficult or scary, I should say, to go after the things that you have been purposed for. Now, I'm going to give a full disclaimer. I am not asking this question for a friend. I am asking for myself because it took me a long time, a very long time, to get to the point of feeling strong enough, to feeling feeling good enough, to feeling worthy enough to walk into the things that God purposed me for. So, yeah, ladies, what are you afraid of? Whew. Before I get into some of the reasons that we are so afraid and then talk about ways to overcome the fear, I want you all to please be sure to subscribe to the podcast, rate it, review it, let me know what you think. Connect with us on Instagram and Twitter at the Hey Ladies Podcast. And don't forget to join our email list so that you can stay up to date on all things Hey Ladies. And you can do that by clicking the link in the show notes. So ladies, why does failure make us stop in our tracks? Why doesn't failure make us push forward? Why does it make us try harder or do things different? I wonder those things for myself. So I decided to define fear. Fear is defined as an unpleasant emotion caused by the belief that someone or something is dangerous or that it's likely to cause pain or a threat. Now listen, if something is unpleasant for me, if I think it's dangerous, if I think it's going to cause pain or a threat to myself, my family, or my livelihood, then I probably will run away from it too. But we're going to break that word down. Fear is unpleasant, and unpleasant means it causes discomfort. But ladies, discomfort is not life-threatening. It is a slight pain. It is uneasy, and discomfort may cause embarrassment, or it can even make you anxious. Good thing for us, we know, right, that things that are worth having do not come easy. Things worth having require work. Yes, they may be uncomfortable, but God reminds us not to be anxious about anything, but to seek Him when you are afraid. Make your request known to God, and He will give you the desires of your heart. The desires of your heart. Let me say that right. So when you are willing, ladies, and when you are ready to do what you are purposed for, go to God. Tell him what you want. Make that request known to him, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Afraid to do things because you fear you will be embarrassed? Know that God is a good, good father. He won't embarrass you. If you don't know, mark this as a reminder that God does not call the qualified. He qualifies the called. So whatever God has placed on your heart to do, get to it, ladies. Do it afraid. Do it no matter how unpleasant it may feel. God has your back. All right, fear. Fear is an emotion. And if we know anything about emotions, we know that they are unstable. We know that our emotions can't be trusted most of the time. Emotions make us do things that are silly. They make us do things that are unnecessary. And sometimes they make us do things that are wrong. In all honesty, if we go on how we feel on most days, we wouldn't do it. We wouldn't get out of bed. We wouldn't go to work. We wouldn't go to class. We wouldn't go to school. So sometimes when we think about emotions and our purpose and our goals and the things that we've worked so hard on, we can be connected to those things because they're special to us. And we fear what others will think about those things that are so special to us. What if no one likes it? What if people think it's bad? What if no one supports me? Those are all valid emotions and feelings, but they don't matter. Now, ladies, don't get me wrong. How you feel matters most definitely. But the reason I say they don't matter is because when you are called to a purpose or task, God will provide the support from people who need you and your gifts the most. He will bring more good feedback than bad feedback when you trust him and do what you are called to do. God will make your name great, and his support is all that you will need. Ladies, fear plays on our emotions, and you have to know again that emotions are unstable. They will cripple you and stop you in your tracks. But I urge you, ladies, to do it afraid. All right, what else are we going to say about fear? Fear. Fear will have you thinking that what you want to do is dangerous. Maybe it's dangerous because you may lose friends, or it's dangerous because you may lose money, or you may even lose time. If you lose friends, ladies, understand that those people were not meant to take this journey with you. Now, those friends may come back, and it's up to you to decide if you want to continue on this journey with them. But ask yourself if holding on to a friendship is worth missing out on your purpose. If you lose money because you actually took a chance and tried that thing that God told you to do, refer back to Deuteronomy 30:3. God, your God, will restore everything you lost. He'll have compassion on you. He'll come back and pick up the pieces from all the places where you were scattered. Whew, if that's not good, I don't know what is. Also consider that maybe God told you to do something, and instead of seeking him for direction, you tried to figure it out on your own, and that may have caused you to lose money or even set you back a few months and maybe even years. And when we do things in our own strength and our own might without consulting God and sitting down and meeting with him and making plans with him on the things he told us to do, that will absolutely cause us to lose time and maybe even money. So ladies, when you try things in your own strength or your own time, or even decide that now isn't the time for you to move on what God is saying to do, when you finally know and move, He will restore those lost years. Just as His word says in Joel, "I will restore the years that the locust has eaten." So ladies, do it afraid. Do it even when it seems dangerous, because God will protect you. Whew, I'm almost done talking about fear, girls. When I think of fear and what we are so afraid of when it comes to our dreams and our purpose, the likelihood of our dreams and our purpose and our goals causing pain or a threat to anyone is very unlikely, unless you decide you are too afraid to take a step or too afraid to trust the process. Then you will live with the pain of wondering what if, and threaten the outcome of your life and the story that God has written out for you. When we are too afraid to follow the plan that God has for us, we cause unnecessary pain to ourselves. And I have countless stories as a college student, as a young adult, doing things my way and living with pain of things that I know God wouldn't want me to live through and wouldn't want to happen to me. So we live with regret. We live with stress. We become people that we're not supposed to be. We become mean. We become angry. We become frustrated. We once again deal with anxiety and depression. We deal with situations that God wanted us to avoid. Now, ladies, and yes, in all of these things, there are lessons. But when we choose to follow God out of faith instead of avoiding Him in fear, the journey is so much more pleasant. Ooh, child, ladies. Now, I wish someone had told me that once you take the first step with God, even when you are unsure of what will come next or even afraid to do it, He will make sure that the full staircase is there to meet you. Talk to God, ladies. Tell Him what you want. Share your fears. Share your doubts with Him. But make sure not to leave the door open for the enemy to use your fears against you. If there is an amazing or positive, even life-changing thought, idea, or goal that you have, and it just won't leave you, that's God urging you to move on that thing. That is God telling you that you are ready for more and that you have what it takes to make it happen. Remember what I said earlier. God does not qualify. He doesn't call the qualified. I'm sorry, ladies. He qualifies the called. So let Him qualify you. Let Him use you. Let Him make your name great. So once again, ladies, be reminded, fear is an unpleasant emotion, but things that are worth having will not come easy or always be pleasant. Plus, emotions are unstable, and you control your emotions. So push past those feelings and walk into your purpose. God won't embarrass you. If what you are doing is led by God, you are not in danger of losing anything of value. Plus, anything that you lose, God will restore it, and it does not get any better than that. And finally, don't threaten your future by missing out on what is for you. Don't live with the pain and stress of living an unfulfilled life. So our tweetable moment for this episode is simple. Do it afraid. Hashtag do it afraid. So ladies, let me know what you think about this episode again by leaving a review, by hitting me up on Instagram at the Hey Ladies Podcast or on Twitter at the Hey Ladies Podcast. Know that I love you, ladies. I am rooting for each and every one of you. I want you to keep dreaming big, thinking positive, and praying for others. And ladies, I will see you